The MPP has raised concerns on the $3 billion loan that government has secured from China. The party says the loan is a breach of the Petroleum Management Act. In the view of the MPP, the repayment of the loan will have repercussions on the economy. Member of Parliament for Tafo, Dr. Anthony Akotose, told Radio Ghana that it has become necessary for the party to inform government and the people of Ghana about the implications of the loan. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
Basically, we wanted people to know why we abstained from the voting in Parliament. And the basic reason is that there are several issues that we raised in Parliament, but there are two that are could be of grave consequences to the nation. The first one is that the loan that we approved is in breach of the Petroleum Revenue Management Act, which we passed earlier on in the year, and which was accepted by the President. So that is the problem. And then secondly, Ghana has a program with the IMF, which the government has agreed that it will only borrow $800 million on commercial basis. So we think that that is also a breach of the agreement with the IMF, and those two could create problems for us.
So if it is a breach with the IMF, does that mean that Ghana government will not be able to take loans from the IMF, or what are the implications?
I know the IMF requested that the government should come to Washington and meet with them. In a typical IMF program, government will have to go and explain why, even though they agree that they will not do that, they've done that. But I don't know the outcome of the discussion.
Honorable, you understand this loan was approved in Parliament. Why did you take part in the approval process?
We, on our side, because of the difficulties, we abstained from voting.
Were you part of the committee level in Parliament discussion?
At the committee level, we, on the minority side, gave our minority report. And in Parliament, the entire minority caucus abstained from voting because of these difficulties.
So what will be the implication for Ghana's economy if they go ahead?
I don't know if with these difficulties, first of all, I mean, the first thing you have to ask yourself is, if Parliament has approved a loan which violates a law of Ghana, that's a serious thing that Parliament itself will have to find out how best to correct that. I don't believe that the Chinese will go ahead to disburse the loan. First, because in the agreement, Ghana was supposed to have told them that it is not in violation of any law.
So what is the position of the minority now?
Our position is that we are bringing this information so government can do the proper thing and take the appropriate steps to reverse.
MP for Tafo, Dr. Anthony Akotose. Meanwhile, the NDC Member of Parliament for Nabdam and a ranking member of the Finance Committee in Parliament, Moses Asaga, says the minority is just playing politics because they were part of the approval of the loan in Parliament and discussions at the committee level.
First of all, they raised an issue about the fact that it contravenes the IMF agreement that we have with them, in the sense that Ghana is allowed to borrow $800 million a year, and therefore if we are taking a $3 billion loan facility, then it will breach it. Ghana government is not going to start paying the loan from day one. We have a 5-year grace period, and within that 5-year grace period, we are not going to be paying any money to the Chinese at the levels of $800 million a year. Therefore, there's no contravening of the IMF protocols that we have signed. So I think that they did not understand the fact that that particular loan agreement, even though it is 15-year loan agreement, the first 5 years is a grace period. The Petroleum Revenue Management Act, they are again saying that it is meant for 10 years that you can use the oil revenue to collateralize. And therefore, since the loan agreement is for 15 years, then we have contravened that. My response to that accusation is the fact that we have a 5-year grace period. So within that 5 years, we are not going to be paying any money. It is only after 5 years that the collateralization becomes effective, because that is when we actually start the payment. At the beginning, most of the companies are even going to have off-taker agreements. And once they have off-taker agreement, it means that the cash flows from those projects would actually be paying for a bigger chunk of that $3 billion. I can understand where the minority is coming from. You know, when they were in government, on two different occasions, there was this IFC loan of $1 billion, which turned out to be a farce and which turned out to be very unsuccessful.
What the minority is saying, don't they have an issue, or is it that they're just trying to play politics?
Yeah, they can't have an issue unless it is an afterthought.
I've just been told that they said they didn't take part in the approval of the loan, neither did they take part in the committee meeting.
No, no. no. That is a lie. And I'm sorry I have to use that word. I am on the committee, and for all the period, Dr. Akotose was in attendance throughout, including Koforidua, where we all agreed that we would permit the committee to write a final report to be debated in Parliament.
MP for NAPDAM and ranking member of the Finance Committee in Parliament, Moses Asaga.